Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Well, love, what are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about something where I couldn't really decide what we're calling today's topic. It's either going to be called the obsession with sameness or how God speaks to us, it differs, right?
Yeah.
Because I tend to find, and this is just a personal observation, that a lot of the times we want to be spoken to by God how he speaks to the person who is leading us.
Mm-hmm.
It can be someone that's leading us online. It can be someone that's leading us through, you know, television ministry. Or it can be our physical leader in a congregation where we feel as though if God doesn't speak to me the way that he speaks to this person, then he doesn't speak to me at all.
Mm.
But really, the uniqueness of God and the immense well he has for creation and creativity, we see it all around us, right? We see it in nature. We don't even know every kind of animal there is out there. We don't even know much of what's in the sea still being explored, let alone the universe, right? And so even with us, all 8 billion of us, we look different. There's a diverse way in which God creates beautiful things a million times over. And that uniqueness that God has placed in you, he doesn't just want to use it, but he also may speak to you in that very unique way. And it is something that is learned with God in a private place. It is something that God will nurture with you.
Mm.
I used to know a young lady years ago. I went to high school with her. She used to dream in colors. It was the most amazing thing. In her life, in her dream realm, people are assigned colors. So if I'm pink and Danny's yellow, whenever she has a dream, and she once explained it so beautifully, she said, people will kind of look like dusts or mists, and they will interact as that dust or that mist. So if like a pink dust was interacting with a yellow dust, then she'll know that that's Danny and Letitia who are talking. And I remember when she said that to me, I thought that was so beautiful. I know another young lady, she dreams.
That sounds so complicated,
it's
guys,
beautiful.
But it's beautiful.
It's artistic. It's like art.
I'll be like, what? I'm a man. Purple, now there'll be blue and
teal.
Teal, I don't even know what teal is. So I'll keep trying to remember who was who.
Who was who?
The two blues.
But her spirit knows. And there's another lady I know, she dreams in black and white. And we only found out because she was actually saying, oh, you know when the gray in the dream is like this? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, I dream in black and white. Doesn't everyone dream in black and white? And I said, no.
Does she know HD
TVs? She actually described it as those old school TVs. That's how her dreams are. They're in that grainy kind of gray.
Yeah.
And then another person I know dreams in animals. So she will know that it's your season of elevation. For example, if you are the lion in the dream, if you're the tiger in the dream, or if you're the hyena in the dream. So she will like know who represents which animal. And that is so beautiful. And what I feel happens in the body a lot is that people with those diverse gifts, they just put it aside because it doesn't sound like the one that's, we have gifts that we promote, right?
Yeah.
For example, the prophetic, the one way you can speak to someone and a word is coming to you in that moment. That's what we push forward. We push dreaming a lot because of, you know, what we see in the Bible with Daniel and various people who were dreaming in Joseph. But there are so many different gifts out there. Some people are spoken to through nature. They just look at nature and they can see what God is saying through nature. So today, we really want to go into those diverse giftings to understand that, hey, that dreaming in color thing you do, that's God. Grow it. Nurture it. It doesn't have to look like mine. It doesn't have to look like his. Ours don't have to look like each other. But there's a unique sense in the spirit that God is talking to me. God is saying something to me, but it really can be in a very unique way.
I think the problem is, sometimes the way God speaks to us is just so normal and so simple that we want it complicated. You know, I remember counseling someone who said, but, you know, I want the Mary kind of experiences. I want the angel to show up like, hey, you know, and the lights and the sound effects, you know. Some of us want the burning bush. You want the bush to burn, you know, and not burn at the same time so that you're sure that, you know, yeah, this is God now speaking. And mm-hmm. it almost feels like the small, still voice mm-hmm. is not good enough. Or some of you, the dreaming, it's like, no, I don't want to, you know, in dreams, do something different. And it almost becomes like a game where we're envying the way God speaks to other people. Mm. Oh, we just want it to be so complicated that we take away the power that is found in the simplicity of the gospel. Mm. In God just saying, yes, do it. It's like, no, can lightning strike when God, every time God says, yes, do it, so that I know it's God. And it leads to us taking for granted the fact that we can hear God's voice in the first place, that he's actually dedicated a way or a wiring mm-hmm. that allows us to hear him, mm-hmm. you know, and downplaying the confirmations that we get. I'm going to read you 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18. A lot of you know the scripture, but I want you to really think about it. But now, as things really are, God has placed and arranged the parts in the body, each of them, just as he willed and he saw fit. If they were all a single organ, where would the rest of the body be? But now, as things really are, there are many parts, different limbs and organs, but a single body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. So I'm going to use that and speak about hearing, okay? This part of my body has ears, and the brain hears from there, communicates to me. But my eyes doesn't have ears. My eyes need to see. My eyes need vision. Some of you are the eyes, but you want to have sound coming through the eyes. You're like, no. You know, if only I had sound to be sure. No, you're an eye. You need vision. Some of you are ears, but you want to have vision coming through this tunnel somehow. If you had eyes deep within your ears, you still won't be able to see. You know, others of you are hands, okay? Your hands don't have vision. They don't have ears, so they don't hear sound. But they have sense. There's a lot that's happening under the skin. When you touch, you feel things, you sense things. Then there's also wireless. I'll call it wireless because, you know, it's not happening through some wires, but there are nerves and senses that go all through and communicate between your hand and the brain. Mm. If you are that person, you feel things, you walk in the room, you sense things, yeah. You need to accept that that's who you are and that's how God works with you, yeah. In order for you to grow it. Mm. Because in envying other people's gifting, mm. the way God speaks to other people, what you're going to start to do is neglect what you have, your wiring, the way God has made you. And in so doing, you will not grow it. If you're someone of dreams, you need to dedicate time to listen to people who interpret dreams. So you learn, okay, this could mean this, and take it back to God. Scripture. Read scripture. Look at people like Daniel who interpreted dreams. Let God show you what to look out for, what is right. But if you're so busy wanting to be the hands, wanting to be the feet, or because your leader, now this is the key thing here, because your leader operates in a certain gifting or only recognizes certain giftings, and maybe for your leader, the hands are more important than the feet, you now want to be the hands. Mm. You want to be what is more accepted in the area where you are. Mm. Maybe you operate in the prophetic. Oh, let's talk about that. And every day you open the newspapers, all these fake pastors, fake prophets are always being written about, prophesying things that don't happen, prophesying soccer games that don't happen. So now you feel like, whoo, the spirit of prophecy, it's now controversial in our current society. So you go around calling yourself a pastor when you're actually called to be a prophet to the nations. These are things that we are struggling with in the body of Christ. We have to accept the way we are called, how we are called, the way God speaks to us, and the fact that God chooses to speak to us in that manner.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, and I'm so glad you mentioned growth. Can giftings grow like the way that God speaks to you? So I was going to ask you, you personally, when God first started speaking to you, is it the same now that you're older?
No, actually, you know, I think at the beginning, I was really confused. I couldn't separate God's word from my own thoughts because for me, I hear him. I hear something, you know, and then it's just a confirmation that will come and, you know, I act on it. But in the beginning, it was like, oh, okay, why are you thinking that, Danny? You know, I remember when God was literally calling me to ministry, I thought, dude, you love this, the word so much. You're convincing yourself that you are called, you know. And I asked God, I was like, you know, because I love your word, because I love you, because I love your people, please confirm for me in a way that I will know it's not this love that I have that's making me think I'm called, you know. And I actually told God, I'm like, okay, I'm going to the next city. I was actually going to Miami. I was like, okay, in Miami, may I preach? You know, I know no one knows me there. I've never preached before, but you know, this will be the way you confirm because, you know, I can't make that happen. And it just so happened that when I went to Miami, I lived with a family and the lady happened to be a youth leader who then asked me to preach the next day. And I knew, okay, this is God. But again, I was like, okay, God, but you know, no, this doesn't sound
but
right.
But now you're sure, right? When you hear it, you don't even question. You know it's not yours. You can distinguish.
Now I can distinguish. Okay. I think it's almost like a child, you know, when the child knows the parent's voice. You know, your mom can get on a plane right now without telling you, be in Japan, take a flight to Japan, and a Japanese number calls you. But when you pick up and you hear your mother's or your father's voice, because you know the voice and you've been listening to it, it becomes clearer to identify versus someone who ignores the voice.
We met somebody recently who ministers through song, but not in a way we've ever seen before. Whatever she's hearing, so she hears too, but whatever she's hearing comes out in the form of song. And when she sings, the spirit is in. I mean, people are all over the place with, you know, what she's ministering to their spirits. Yes. And I quickly actually want to read 1 Corinthians 14:12, and then around 16, it speaks of songs as well. So the Apostle Paul says, so it is with you, since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. When he says excel, I thought, so you don't just have a gift and you sit there. You have to try and excel in the gift. And yes. I think that's where the growth comes in, to say the gift doesn't just stay stagnant. If that's how you were hearing God when you were 12, you're meant to hear God stronger when you're, you know, 24. But it's also not to say that you're stuck in a particular gifting. You can have the gift of prophecy perhaps on your life is strong, but you can also be walking in a spirit of wisdom. You can also be walking in a spirit of understanding. But those things come as you grow and you excel in the giftings. Verse 13, for this reason, the one who speaks in tongues should pray that they may interpret what they say. The Apostle Paul is saying, push yourself a little bit. And we've been speaking about this. Push it a little bit. If you're praying in tongues, you should pray that you can interpret what it is that you are saying. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. In this verse, I actually found this gift that this lady has to sing with the spirit, right? Mm. And it's just to say, do not be afraid of the different way in which God talks to you, because a lot of the times you come across people who need the guiding, right? And this is what leads us to all kinds of wrongful and sometimes abusive and sometimes ungodly, not because it's demonic, but simply because God didn't want you there. Yes. God knows that he speaks to you himself. He does. And there are seasons when he does want to call you out and say, Letitia, I just want to speak to you. And there are seasons where he can cause you to walk with somebody, right? So I'm not speaking against walking with somebody, but at the end of the day, we are here to work it out with the Lord. We have to be able to hear God for ourselves. And sometimes we're doubting so much that it's God that's speaking to us. Mm. When we see those colors, when we hear music, right? Mm. That we're not even considering that, hey, God is actually speaking to me. You know, a few weeks ago, and I spoke about it in an episode, I drove past a cotton tree. And I knew it was speaking to my spirit that something new is afoot. And I can honestly say, I'm at the point where I'm looking at nature. I'm looking at nature. I'm looking at where I'm staying. You know, we were staying somewhere recently, and the name of the place kept speaking to me in spirit. And I kept ignoring it. But literally 24 hours later, something happened that confirmed what I was hearing right in spirit. Mm. Even when you have a gift, the more time you spend with God, the more he helps you excel in that gift. Mm-hmm. So something weird's been happening with me lately. I will feel stuff on different parts of my face. Wow. So if I'm in a play, if I'm saying something and I feel a sensation on my face, that's confirmation. But for weeks, I didn't know if I feel it on the left or if I feel it on the right, because it feels completely different. Is this warning? Is it confirmation? Mm. Is it be careful? So I'm in a place with God right now where I'm learning what the... There's one sensation on my face that I know for sure is confirmation. There's another place on my face that I think is warning, but I'm not really sure. So when I spend time with the Lord, I try to see if it's confirmed. If I'm feeling that part of my face, then I hold that conversation to my heart and I keep it there until that thing comes to pass. And it will teach me if what I'm feeling is confirmation or it's something else. Hmm. Same thing happened with my dreams. I just thought I had deja vu when I was a child, you know? Hmm. And I would think that I've seen things before. So my friends and I would be doing something and I'm like, guys, have we not been here before? But here's the weird thing. When I was a child, my deja vu was so negative. Like, I could be sitting in a room, and in my vision of that room, like, robbers are coming into the room to shoot everybody. But in the real thing that's happening, there are no robbers, but it's the exact same scenario. So what I started to learning as I was, you know, getting into the Word and getting to know the Lord is that sometimes God will drop something in my spirit and just say, speak against that, right? I had a weird one. We were actually, our daughter was 5 months old, where I dreamt that we were with her in a restaurant and there was a shootout. Yes. And I took her and ran into the corridors of the kitchen of the restaurant. And I was looking for Danny. I was like, where is Danny? And the workers of that restaurant took me down the alley to protect us from the gunfire. Come on, guys. Where on earth is that even going to happen? So I woke up. I didn't rebuke it.
Yes.
I didn't rebuke it. I just told Danny, I had the weirdest dream that us and Esty were in a shootout. Oh, that's crazy. Do you know it was not a week and we were at a Wimpy. We were at a Wimpy with the baby. My goodness, we're at a meeting, myself, Danny, and the baby. Hmm. And there was a bank next to this Wimpy. And people came to rob the bank. And before you knew it, there was gunfire. It was a jewelry store that had just opened, And there was gunfire everywhere. Guess what happened? The workers of the restaurant called me with my baby and said, come to the restaurant, hide here. And I looked back at Danny to tell him, leave the pram, because in the dream he wanted to go fetch the pram. And I don't think he did in real life. Mm. But the point is, I didn't rebuke the dream because I thought, when would we ever be in a shootout with our five-month-old baby? And that's the danger of ignoring the gift. Essentially, what we're trying to say today is that if you keep getting, I don't know, I guess at the point that you're not sure, you wouldn't know that it's God necessarily. But if you keep getting these inclinations, whatever it looks like, whether you're looking at nature or cars or people or dreaming, submit it to God before you just throw it away. Before you just say, oh, people are only healed if I lay hands. You know, there are people who are praying from you from miles away, and that's how your healing is happening. Everybody doesn't have to lay hands, you know. But if you keep getting an inclination, just submit that inclination to God and just ask God, what is this? Confirm it to me in one way or the other. And God is a faithful God. You will find out that this is how God speaks to you, and you must grow that gift. And out of that gift will come other gifts. Because I couldn't give a word to someone when I'm just speaking. I couldn't. I would have to dream to give someone a word. But I went from dreaming as I started to excel in the gift, and now I can actually give a word in the moment. So, yeah.
I'm going to read this. This is in 1 Corinthians 12, okay? Again, in verse 28, so God has appointed and placed in the church for his own use, first apostles chosen by Christ, second prophets, those who foretell the future, those who speak a new message from God to the people, third, teachers, then those who work miracles, then those who with the gifts of healing, the helpers and administrators, and speakers in various kinds of tongues, and are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but earnestly desire, do all to have all those things, but earnestly desire and strive for the greater gifts, if acquiring them is going to be your goal. And yet I will show you still a more excellent way. You know, one of the choices, grace, and the highest of them all, unselfish love. You know, so guys, understand this. There is all these giftings. God has put them there as he wills. So you have these giftings because God has chosen to give you those giftings. But desire a higher one. Do all to have all of them. Do all to grow in your giftings. Don't just stay, you know, where you are, you know, just lower you there, hearing God every now and then. Master the gifts and know that if you're coming from a place of love in your dreams, in however way God chooses to speak to you, but if you're coming from a place that is grounded in love, God will increase it, and you'll see the gift working for his purpose in the body of Christ.
Yes, and be careful when you don't feel your gift is being acknowledged in one space. There are other spirits that come to tell you, hey, this is where your gift can actually be used. Just know that it is God's will that all these gifts be used for his kingdom. Excel in them, enjoy them, stay in the presence of God, Amen. And allow him to grow your gift to a place where it can be used for the body of God.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. And yeah, more on this next time. May God bless you. May God keep you going and growing in your gifts. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Van Billies.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
and our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.